Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness, the great Irish poet and playwright Oscar Wilde once quipped. But what about exact copies? Aren't imitations of great works of art in and of themselves great works of art? That is the central question behind a new exhibition of phenomenal forgeries at the National Gallery in Prague, which Brian Kennedy will tell you more about.
The exhibition, entitled Forgeries? Forgeries! Now at Sternberg Palace on the square by Prague Castle, features a vast array of imitations. Among them are 15th century fakes, medieval paintings, sculptures and drawings, and forgeries in the style of the 17th century Dutch old masters. There are also modern fakes so good they fooled the National Gallery curators in decades past into believing they were works by prominent Czech painters of the 19th and early 20th centuries. Some such fakes remain in the collection of the National Gallery, for which the forgeries exhibition are placed side by side with the originals in an unusual way, curator Olga Kotkova explains on a pre-opening tour for journalists.
Here we can see the signature of Leonardo da Vinci. So what does that mean? That this wasn't just a copy of his work. The intention is clear through that added signature. It was to have been presented as a genuine work by Leonardo da Vinci.
Great imitations of great works of art are, of course, still being made today and pose a threat to museums, galleries, and private collectors alike. Some counterfeits found their way into the National Gallery collections, often as wartime confiscations. Others were copies made in good faith to replace lost treasures, and then their provenance was lost to the ages. Unfortunately, despite technological advances to help detect forgeries, the gallery paid a handsome price for a fake just a couple of decades ago, says curator Olga Kotkova.
In the late 1990s, we bought these two drawings said to be preparatory studies by the abstract painter František Kupka. Later, my colleague discovered that in several respects, they were somewhat clumsy forgeries. For example, the signatures did not match. So even in the 1990s, the National Gallery bought some fakes.
There is quite literally more than meets the eye to detecting forgeries. It's painstaking work that can involve art restorers, chemists and archivists, not to mention forensic specialists like Ivana Torkova of the Criminalistics Institute of the Police of the Czech Republic, who describes some modern research methods.
We rely mainly on scientific research, which means taking micro samples, performing optical microscopy, electron microscopy, microanalysis. One of the best ways is to X-ray the works, which can tell us something about their construction, their character, and whether it's an original or a forgery.
The Criminalistics Institute lent three works to the exhibition by a forger working in the style of the Czech modernist painter Jan Zrzavý, whose originals sell for millions of crowns, says forensic specialist Ivana Torková.
Thanks to questioning the artist, we learned that his hand was led by the ghost of Jan Zrzavý. It was such an interesting thing for us, because the forgeries were quite good, and I'm not surprised people were ready to invest money in them.
The National Gallery's exhibition features a number of fakes from foreign collections that brought fame, or rather infamy, to their creators, and offers visitors a large, hands-on space where they can try to detect a non-original work themselves, whether a replica, a copy, an imitation, or outright forgery.